Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Oh yeah, you have. Listen, today, honeys, today, let me get where I need to be at though. Today, I think these days are also my Fire Friday is always my favorite, but I think these days are my favorite, my second favorite, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because today, baby, is the tap-in. Today we get in our tap-in bag and we talk about it. We talk about a thing of three. So you know, we dig in the bag, whatever we pull out is what we're talking about. Okay, Doc in the building, hi Bookie. So we get in our tapping bag. We talk about whatever comes out of that bag, and we reflect. We have a little reflection time, and then after we're done with that, then we jump in for the tap in. I mean, for the final exam, child. These sinuses got me all kinds of messed up. Let me take a swig of tea. But we get into the final exam curated by. I'm going to call him Professor Dr. Day because I haven't called him that in a minute. curated by our house professor, Doc. You'll see. I'm not even going to break that. I'm going to let him break that part down. But it's a few things that I want to say. Again, I told y'all yesterday, I'm going to tell y'all again today. Please forgive me if I sound nasally. And if I gotta get off camera every now and again to blow my nose, it's crazy for these sinuses right now. But a few things I need to say. Join the conversation. You can do that by dropping a comment, which will be on screen. You see, we got Rock on the screen right now. Hi, Rock. Or you can call in or text. The number's 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. I see. Okay. Like, share, and subscribe. Wait. Before I say that, if you want to contact us for any reason at all, it could be business. It could be you have some gab you want to send my way. You want your music played on the radio station. You would like to come in for an interview. You just want to say hi. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, now, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription, but I am more in love with the likes. I am. Hit that like button. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I guess I could break down the final exam real quick while Doc is, we waiting on Doc. So the final exam, what that is a hip-hop trivia game that we play every Tuesday. I picked the year. I don't know why I picked these stupid-ass years, though. I mean, sometimes they're good years, but sometimes I just be like, why did I pick that year? But anyway, we get 5 clues. I get 1 guess. Y'all can guess as many times as you would like. If every time I pass to the next clue, I lose a Harley. My number one has been in there forever. She's been in prison forever since we've been doing this. She a whole stud now. But if I get it wrong, then I lose the point and my Harleys. If I get it right, I get the point and I get however many Harleys that I did not pass on. So that's that. We'll break it down a little bit more as we get into the show. But yeah, that's going down today. That's going down today. Oh, I like this one. The first one. Okay. Doc, let me know when you're ready, babe. All right. Okay. I'm about to bring Doc in here because we got some reflecting to do. Hi, Doc, baby.
What's up, Kit? How you doing today?
It's a lot going on right now, but I'm making
sinuses still going on.
Sinuses, and then my uncle just passed. My other uncle last month, I had an uncle pass. This month, I had an uncle pass. So it's a lot. Christmas is coming, so you know, I gotta get ready for that because the kid is not letting up on her mama.
I want my stuff and I want it now.
But we all in good spirits over here. I worry more about my dad because that was his little brother. But he has youngest brother. That's like the middle brother.
But he's still older than.
Yeah, he's the oldest boy. He has he has an older sister. Then it's him, and then it's the uncle that just passed, and my aunt because they were twins. Oh. And then my youngest uncle, who I never call uncle. I just tell people he is my uncle, but he's younger than me. So that's why I'll never call him uncle.
Okay.
I'm older. So it's just like, oh, this is such and such my uncle. Because I'm not calling you uncle, sucker. You was a baby. Like, I remember when you was a baby. I'm never going to call him uncle, but he knows he's my uncle. I just don't call him my uncle. I ain't saying uncle first. Like, with the uncle that just passed, I always put uncle first. But his sister's twin sister, I always put aunt first. Their older sister, I always put aunt first. But being as though he's younger than me.
You just can't do it.
No. Okay. No.
All right.
More like the aunt to him than he is my uncle.
Which would make sense because you are older, but yeah.
He tried it one time though. He was like, I'm your uncle. I was like, so? I'm not calling you.
Like, nah, know your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah, you need to pump your brakes, bruh. So, but yeah, he is my uncle. He's just my youngest uncle who happens to be younger than I am.
Okay.
So that's that. Boo, if you weren't born before 1979, I'm not calling you uncle. I just need you to know it.
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
And that's that. So it's a lot. Huh?
No, I just was saying, let it be known.
It's known. If you aren't born before 79, I'm not calling you uncle. And he wasn't born in the 70s period. He maybe the end of the 80s.
Wow,
I was already outside. Like, no.
That's a complete difference. Being born, even if you were born at the end of the 70s, being born at the end of the 80s is completely different.
Nah, I'm not calling you uncle, son. So yeah, so it is what it is. But I have already plucked from my tapping bag. And this one is a throwback for real. I think we all enjoyed this place at one point in time in our lives. There was a chain of them. And the place is called Blockbusters. We talked about them here and there because we talked about the VCR and the four unit televisions and stuff like that. But we didn't talk about the location. And I have a lot to say about this because I'll get into it in a minute. But we never talked about that one location, which I feel like all of us enjoyed at some point in time in our lives. We talked about, that's what it was. We talked about how when you returned them tapes, they better be rewound or you was going to have a charge for not rewinding them.
Rewind.
Mm-hmm. And they had it all posted in the store. They wanted you to know that they was not playing about you not rewinding those VHSs.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to start with that real quick,
Go ahead.
I think that was just a scam because I don't recall anybody really getting mad when they rented a VCR tape and it wasn't at the beginning.
I don't know if it was a scam, baby. I think it was the employees did not want to have to do extra work.
But I knew somebody that worked at a Blockbuster. Uh-huh. They had big machines. They could just put the tapes in and it just did it.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw it myself. That wasn't the point. Their point was if they had to do it, they need to tax you behind. Because they shouldn't have to do it anyway. You should have already did it before you brought it back.
But this is why I get like kind of mad about, like, but you're at work. Your job is to just check out.
Listen, I'm not coming to your job making your job harder. Don't come to mine making my job harder. I don't care where I am. That ain't in the job description.
You meant videotapes.
So
that's what I would think would be in the job description. I'm just saying, if it was me and I'm a Blockbuster employee, I wouldn't mind if my whole shift was me sitting in the back, headphones on, with a Walkman, just popping in tape just to rewind them. And but my boss,
again, I tell you this all the time, that is you.
Yes.
You are thinking from your perspective, not other people's perspective. Now, I don't want to go to work and have to do that when I got a million other things. I got to stock the shelves. I got to make sure we got all the new out. And then you got to think about it. At one point in time, it was a slow transition too. It was from the VHSs. They still had VHSs at one point. I remember because I used to live right across the street from a Blockbusters. Favorite pastime.
Okay.
One of my favorite pastimes. So then it went from them just having a VHS tapes to them also having CDs, which you didn't have to rewind them. You just pop them in.
That's why I think it was a slight.
And then, then also them getting games. So if the person who is running from the establishment has not moved up in the ladder and got a DVD player, does not have a game system in their house, then I still got to do the damn job. And I got to help people because they like, can you help me, please? Customer service is not working in retail and customer service is not an easy feat. So everybody can say, well, that's your job, Hope. Everybody can say, that's your job. But you have no clue what I go through throughout the whole damn day. You got irate customers. You got craziness. Huh? I even seen a fight in Blockbusters before. You got to go through a lot. So no, I do not want to rewind your shit every time you come in there. I don't. Okay.
So I don't.
And if you're a habitual non-rewinder. You should be text.
An habitual non-rewinder.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling them. A habitual non-rewinder. That means every time you brought your returns back, you never rewind it. You're a habitual non-rewinder.
Okay, okay. All right, so let's put this in a little bit of context. I think we got a little bit of time to play with it a little bit. First, generally, I would assume the habitual non-rewinder is a person that was always close to the deadline when they had to return that tape. All they knew, they had to get that tape back. Because I can tell you many times growing up where, oh, yeah, I got to stop him by here so he can return. This is my mother talking, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he can return the tape. Basically, it was something that she rented.
Right.
I mean, I haven't even watched it. But yet, if it was bad weather, raining,
that was between you and your mother, not me, you and your mother.
I'm giving an example. I'm the one that has to get out the car and go either drop it in the box, or sometimes some of them didn't want you to drop in the box. People would steal from the boxes. That was something I had learned like a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But they either want you to walk it in. So I got it. Me, my little self, or not my little self, but my younger self had to get out, walk it in, boom. Then remember, they used to pop the thing open and look at it.
To see if you rewound it because you are a habitual non-rewinder.
No, not me. They look
your
at
your mama.
It.
Oh. That was between you and your so mama. Not me, you and your mama.
So then it was like, hey, there's an extra, I forgot how much it was. I almost want to see it was like just a dollar.
It was only a dollar. You ain't hurt me.
It was like a dollar. So then you want to
you don't want to pay the dollar, rewind it, and you won't pay the dollar. And on top of that, that wasn't the employee's policy. That was Blockbuster's policy.
But I'm telling you the slight trauma that it created in me. So then I got to go back and say, hey, they said that you owe them a dollar.
And she fussed
with me. Tell them to put it on my card.
Yeah.
Put it on a membership card. Because remember, you had to have memberships too.
I remember. I said I lived across the street from one. I remember.
But then, in my head, I just realized I'm about to answer my own question slightly. Because I was about to say, I want you to tell me the story when you seen a fight. But then I thought about it. I didn't think my mom got mad. Why come I can't rent this because you charged me extra to a dollar?
But see, when I saw the fight, it wasn't between the employees and the patrons. It was between the patron and the patron. I live in Baltimore. Everything can be a fight here.
Damn. All right. Well, that was the thing. She getting upset because all of a sudden there's like a $12 extra to do. But I'm in my head, I'm thinking, you always tell them to put it on your card. And that's at least 12 times you didn't
be kind of rewind. So who is at fault?
Look, I want to blame my mama for shit, but I'm just saying.
I mean, boy, I don't know your mama and nothing personal, all due respect to her, but she didn't rewind it, so she got to pay the damn fee. But my point, I didn't even want to get stuck on that part because that is a small, minute, it's a dollar, you ain't going to die. I wanted to get on the transition between Blockbusters, Netflix, and the Red Box. That's where I was going with it. Because that's a very intelligent conversation. Fuck the rewind.
I remember when this happened because I have stocks and stuff. And I remember when this happened. And also, look, funny enough, my mom is involved in this one too. My mom worked for the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So when this whole thing about these little packages in red envelopes that were CDs that people all suddenly start getting an influx in and people complain to the postal service if their thing didn't get there in time, but it was still basically Netflix as the company at the time was still, they didn't have enough
stock. They were new. And I would have said this because I know, because I was very invested in the research behind Blockbuster, the transition from Blockbusters and Netflix, Blockbusters, Netflix, the Red Box, and back to Netflix, right? That was, I mean, everybody, I don't expect everybody to look at it from a corporate standpoint, but I do like to look at things from not only just being a patron, but also from a business standpoint, because I like to look at things on a business situation.
Okay.
At one point in time, Blockbusters and Netflix was going head to head. Actually, Blockbusters was trying to buy Netflix because they had started mailing out the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
But Netflix was starting to lose a lot of money by the mailing system of the DVDs. because you had people like me, like me from the hood, that you mailed it to me, you might not never see it again. So they lost a lot of money that way. So Blockbusters was still on the up because Netflix was losing a lot of money. Then Netflix got wise and they said, oh, what if we change it? And we changed it to a streaming. Well, it wasn't called streaming back then. We turned it into a streaming situation. But they still had the DVDs too, but they was like, let's do this. And that's when they kicked Blockbusters on their ass.
Yeah.
Because Blockbusters didn't have that. But then Blockbusters decided that they wanted to jump in the game too. Because they're like, they beating us. So Blockbusters decides that they want to try to jump in the game. And they try to do the same thing. The problem was, is that theirs was way more expensive than Netflix service was. And you could still, it still had, they still had the stores, you know, the
brick and mortars.
I was getting to, let me finish. I just said that. Thank you. They still had those stores, but they also was trying to get in that game too. And they was trying to crack into the mailing system game too. But they weren't prepared. Netflix was prepared because they were getting ready to get rid of the mailing system situation. And I don't think that the corporate offices at Blockbusters knew how much money they was losing from the mailing system. So them jumping in it lost them a lot of money. The next thing you know, Netflix is on top and there's no more Blockbusters. That's all I love to say.
That story is 100% true.
I mean, I know. I did the research. I know.
And I've seen it just from the angle that I had. My mom was like, what is these things that everybody keep? I'm like, oh, that's like the Netflix thing. Well, how do you do it? And I don't know if you remember too, because this is a key part. Netflix didn't care generally how long you kept it, but they did want you to send it back at some point in time. Yeah. But there were some people that would send the shit back. That was the other part about how they started losing
like
money.
Myself.
Yeah.
You're not probably not going to get it back.
But all those things started to add up, but that was the whole thing. And I was like, well, what is this? Oh. Then me, being who I am, I'm looking into it. Oh, okay. But this is also, too, in my head, and this is why I related to music, with LimeWire, Napster, all those things, is that if it's something that you necessarily don't have to leave anywhere else, if you have a computer. It's easy if it's just some type of media like that to transition to that. And that's why it made sense to me, because I remember when I first got my hand on Napster and being able to burn my own CDs, it was damn near game over for me really going to a record store, unfortunately. But then that's also the creation of the problem that we kind of have today.
It was game over when I knew I could get it for free. I still want this. I still want it. Because I ain't going to lie, I don't know, actually, because FYE was still popping even after that. Believe it or not.
I would say
this. It was still popping after that. We still had one in the mall here in Baltimore. Well, in the surrounding county. It was still one in there. Way after LimeWire and Napster, and people were still going in there. And it was huge. It was a big, big ass store.
Let me ask you this, because this is kind of the thing that I kind of thought was happening. It just like name brands, it was kind of a difference between, oh, nah, you got that CD because it was burnt from your friend, your homie, compared to
we didn't give a shit about none of that. I told y'all in the beginning, my guy is now my DJ. We didn't care about that here. That wasn't a thing. As long as you had the music, you had the album. Nobody cared where it came from. Did you have all of the songs? Were all of the songs on there? Yes. Sure. Who cares?
I mean,
I've never been, you know what? And that's probably the other thing about me too. I've never cared about, is it name brand? Did you buy it here or did you buy it? No, I never really cared about none of that. do I have agree. It? But the difference is, do I have it was the thing. Yes, I do.
But I guess the difference to me is being the niche of hip hop music. I want to show that I can read the cover art and see all those things. And that wasn't just hip hop music.
That was all music, but that still wasn't a thing. If I could get it for free, okay. Why the hell am I paying for it? I'm a fan of money.
Okay.
So if I could save a dollar here or there, fuck that shit. They not putting no money in my pockets. Me going to buy their records wasn't putting money in my pockets. And we talking about at the time that we're talking about, we were teenagers. I wasn't worried about that. Okay.
I guess my thing is like, even to this day, I love the fact when people talk about the CD book or CD collections, I could pull one up and be like, look, and I have all the OG real CDs. No difference from how I think my parents probably felt when they had the real Chaka
vinyl,
Lionel Richie album.
The real vinyl?
Yes. And I think that's...
I care more about the vinyl than I do about the CDs or the tapes. Why? Because vinyl is more expensive. Those are collector items. You know what I'm saying? Yes. If you got a vinyl record, you paid some money for it. You paid way more than you paid for the tape for it. You paid way more than you paid for the freaking CD for it. A vinyl record, yeah, I care about those. I got a few of them, so you know I care about them.
The funny part but is this tapes whole block. CDs,
it's like if I could get it for free, I.
Yeah, I was just thinking though this whole blockbuster conversation.
They started putting music in blockbusters too. By the way, let's throw that in there. They started putting it in.
Right. What is your connection to the Red Box, or how did you want to angle that in too?
Well, look. If I don't go there, there's no angle. They were all together. It was blockbusters. That's what we had. But Netflix came in, the Red Box tried, but they really didn't succeed. It wasn't no angle with them. It's no angle with them.
This is my assumption with the Red Box thing, because this is what I also witnessed about Red Box. Red Box was filling the gap between if you did not have internet, but you still wanted to rent some, but Blockbuster doesn't exist, but we still know how to put fines on you. Here's a Red Box in front of wherever you go. Walmart. Yeah,
I don't really use Redbox like that, so I don't know. I don't want to stay on this too much longer, because we still got other stuff that we got to talk about, like the caller ID. In my hood, if you had a caller ID, you was doing big things. Oh, I wanted to stop for 1 second. Hi, Mo. Thank you. But in my hood, everybody didn't have a caller ID. So you walking in somebody's house and they phone ring and they could see who it was, you was hating a little bit. And then the crazy part, now this is my connection to the caller ID. The crazy part is both of my parents, one they Geminis, they won't do more than they have to do. And never mind everybody, they could see everybody with it, especially my dad, not so much my mom, because she likes to shop. But my dad, he not going, what is the caller ID? I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to go the extra mile to worry about that. All he worried about is the telephone. Is that bill paid? Oh, I got to pay extra for the caller ID. I'm not getting it. Then my mom, this is one of them times I appreciate her shopaholic ways. She took over the phone bill. And she was like, oh, now we getting a caller ID. And that was revolutionary. Because if you did not want to answer the phone and call an ID, well, there's a couple of them, because you had the one that was like this big and then you had one that was a little bit smaller. But if you did not want to talk to a person, told you I like to be alone. So if somebody called, I look at the number and I saw that, because remember, we didn't have cell phones back then either when they first came out. So you had to remember the numbers that you wanted, or you had a little black book. So I'd be looking at it like, oh no, I don't want to answer that number because I know that number. It was like a thing for me. I was so happy when we finally got caller ID. And I would go to my friends' houses and they would have caller IDs. And then I'd be mad. I'd be hating a little bit, like, damn, y'all y'all doing it big. Y'all got caller IDs. And then it transitioned into them being on your cordless phones. And I was like, okay. But by that time, we had all the cord. Like I said, thank you to my mother sometimes for her shopaholic tendencies, because we wouldn't have never got a caller ID if we would have left it to my pops. And that's all I wanted to say about caller IDs.
I mean,
thank you, Mom. Go ahead. I'm done.
Call ID really didn't mean much to me overall. It was just like, all right, I can see who called it. Look, even if I didn't know who was calling, I just didn't want to answer the phone. I just don't answer the phone.
Nah, I didn't say I didn't want to answer the phone. I said I didn't want to talk to that particular person. That's the difference.
Oh, maybe I need to... now, how do I say this? Because caller ID, what year did caller ID came out? Caller ID was out for a long time, but we were still just coming into high school, I think, when caller ID popped
out. We was in our teenage years when caller IDs came out. And I had little boyfriends, so I knew who I wanted to talk to.
That's the difference. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
Because
I was that chick.
Not that chick, but... That's why I think call ID didn't really matter to me as much. What was more funny was like Star 69.
Oh, I used a hell out of that too, but I don't want to jump off Sasha because things could be in the bag. So, and we have that problem a lot on this. Yeah.
There is no advantage or disadvantage that I really can see about call ID. I remember call ID came about. It just, to me, was funny that you just see who was calling. But outside of the fact, you just knew. I think we used to mess people up with call ID when somebody called for somebody else's phone. Because that was the only time I could
think. That was the only time you could trick me. Is it
going to somebody else's phone? That's the only time in my head I think I have a good story about call ID.
But.
And to me, that's the only time I think I have a good story about call ID. If somebody called for somebody else's phone, they think it was somebody else, and they answer, and they're like, it ain't the person they thought it was.
But even with that, even with now, because we got caller ID now, you have it now. When you use your cell phone, you have it now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Even back then, I was still the same way I am now. I don't know the number. I'm not answering it. Spam callers don't get me. Why? Because I don't know the number, so I'm not answering. I've been vetting my phone calls for a very long time. So even back then, I don't know this number. I'm not answering it. And then the fool will go to their house and call me from that number like, oh, that was you, fool. I'm not answering you. I don't want to talk to you today.
Maybe the whole phone thing and call ID is more on the woman side of the spectrum of why I was. I never had an issue with call ID though. I guess that's the thing. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna say because I hate when you do that woman man thing. It's not a woman man thing. I knew men who were very in tune to their caller IDs. That's not a woman man thing. It's not a gender thing. It's just you weren't. But I've known a lot of men that was like looking at their call IDs like, nah, I ain't answering that number. It was very important to them.
I guess.
I know a lot of men who
it was very important to them. All right. If I fast forward, the only time call ID is really weird to me now is, and it's only really with my siblings, my siblings that are like in a relationship, if I call to talk to them or somebody calls me and I think it's them, but it's like their girl that answers. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh, he's driving. So he just wanted me to tell you, blah, 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 blah. That's the only time I think, even with current times, the call ID things kind of throw me off. But I never had an issue with call ID. Was not that bad to me. It's revolutionary. Oh, call ID was invented by a black woman, by the way.
So that makes it even more revolutionary. Because it was made by a black. Well, what wasn't made by a black person?
Well,
I wait. Well, all even the things that they say that they made was made by a black person. I wait.
Big facts. So, but I never. It was a comedian that brought that joke up, and he said, "I think he just made it because look, hey, if the bill collectors call, tell all the kids are too smart to my mama. How we gonna know? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna solve that problem.
Call ID. Huh. That's the truth, though, because you gotta remember too." Most business call, even from back then, even to now, when you call, like if I called somebody's, well, actually, if I call this phone right now, it's going to say Ambitiously Entertainment. Mm-hmm. It kind of did that back then too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was revolutionary. And maybe, did anybody think that maybe she created it because she was tired of bill collectors?
I don't know how real it is, but I know that was a comedian's joke that when he brought up, because he brings it up, he's like, hey, do you know that call ID was made by a black woman?
Yeah, she was tired of them calling her house. I ain't got your damn money. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to invent something that I don't have to keep answering the phone when I don't want to answer the phone. I ain't got your damn money.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? That was genius, actually.
You're doing perfect right now. Look, you didn't have me give real thoughts about Blockbuster and real thoughts about caller ID.
Toast to her. I ain't got your damn money. So I want, because I'm trying to keep us on track, because I ain't got an Emmy.
I ain't got an Emmy.
And these sinuses is hell. They hell on wheels. Can you still hear me? Because I want to make sure I didn't.
Okay,
good. I want to make sure I ain't hit that button. It's hell on wheels, especially trying to sleep. So I'm going to take me some nighttime something, and I'm going to go to bed after this. Because I need to breathe tonight. Plus, we got school in the morning. And I got stuff to do. But anyway, I used to love this as a child. It was usually you saw them in school, maybe the library, maybe. No, they was in the library too. Well, here, I don't know about other places, but here they were, which is the Highlights magazines. You remember those?
Well, I'm associating this with the Scholastic Book Fair for some reason.
Yeah, they you just got them in class, but I miss book fairs. Oh.
For some reason, when you said the Highlight magazine,
I'm about to show you.
You got one? Show and tell cat in the building?
No, I don't got one in my house, but I could definitely pull one up.
Oh, we're like, wait.
Nah, that's too old, too vintage. I don't have that. There we go. It's right here. And they always, all the covers were always different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I had an awesome childhood if you think about it. I did. Wait, why can't I? Let me say something.
Highlight magazine. I know what it is, but for some reason, as soon as you said that,
I got one for you right here. It was, they were, if you saw these magazines, you probably saw them when you were in elementary school. All right, I'm about to share the screen. Elementary school, not so much, maybe a little bit like sixth grade, seventh grade, but not too much. Hold on. Let me share my screen. But they definitely were a thing. Yeah, they were kids six and up. So they were a thing. They had stuff in them. Little, I'm going to just share it real quick so y'all can see what I'm talking about. Hold on. Now, close it. I'm trying to show them something. Okay. So this is what Highlight magazines look like. I remember these vividly. They actually, they gave them away in school for free.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get this off the screen. There we go. They gave them away in school for free. So you would get them like once a month. They would give you one. It wasn't like an everyday thing. You got them once a month. They would have different activities, and let me see if I can show y'all some other activities. They would have different activities in them. These are like the newer ones, obviously, you could tell. But the ones back in the day, yeah, they would have articles in them, so you could read.
I was about to say, I fully remember this, because there was one, and if you go back, it was a cooking thing, and I remember I came home, and I wanted to cook what was in the recipe thing, and my mom was pissed off at me because I ruined like some chicken.
Oh. She like, we was gonna eat that chicken for dinner.
But I cooked though.
She ain't wanted the way you made it. You ain't even know how to cook yet.
No, sorry, not man. At all. Not at all. It's like I remember these.
I remember. They used to have cards in them. They had collectible things in them. They were I had so much fun with those magazines. And like I said, usually you got them. Come on. Usually you got them in like elementary school though. Like not you didn't usually get them in like the later years of like middle school.
Yeah. That's what I'm, because like when it had that little thing about the recipe about making peace, I'm like, I remember a story, but I remember I was younger and I remember getting in trouble for doing something. And I remember it was something that I seen somewhere that I'm like, oh, I want to do this. And I think it probably was a Highlight magazine.
I've
seen a Highlight magazine in forever.
Because they had all kinds of activities for you to do.
But then, all right, so this is the fear, I guess, a little bit that you have a kid like me. Some instructions on how to do something. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm gonna do.
Do it.
Yep.
But I think again, we're not basing it upon just us because there are different kinds of world kids in the world. Mm-hmm. You had kids like me that was horrified to do anything without asking first, like making stuff, cooking stuff, and stuff like that, because I had parents that would whip my ass.
Same.
And I mean, no, it's not the same, baby. Trust me. You got your ass whipped, but it was not, trust me when I say it was not the same. Like, so,
I don't know.
And then after I got my ass whipped, I'm punished forever. No, it was not forever, Doc. You was not punished forever. It's not the same.
Guess why I like staying at home, too? That's one
that thing ain't why I like staying at home. I don't like people. That's why I like staying at home.
And guess why? Because people will do things that I'd be like, I don't know why you did that. I wouldn't have did it. Or I'm just going to do my own thing. We have
That's really what it is. I just like to do my own thing. But it wasn't because I was getting my ass whipped and punished all the time. I just learned how to be by myself. That's not why.
Yeah, I feel I learned from being on punishment all the time.
Yeah, I learned. But that wasn't why. That's not why I like to be by myself. You see what I'm saying? The difference? I learned, but I learned how to be by myself because I was punished all the time. I like to be by myself, not because I was punished all the time, but just because I don't like people in general. Two different statements.
Yeah. And your last part is different from my last part.
Yeah. So, no, I didn't do certain things because I didn't want to suffer the repercussions of my actions.
I'm like, this is life for us.
I'm not shit, I don't like my ass whipped. I don't like getting beaten just because I keep doing stupid shit. Nah, I wasn't like ass shit. I was smart as shit. All right, don't do that because that's going to get me in trouble. Nah. It wasn't one of them kind of kids.
Well, mm-mm. I don't know where we're going. Back to the highlights. So, all right. I vaguely remember, and the only reason when you were scrolling through that one cooking part, I do remember there was a situation that occurred, and I do remember it was something that triggered from school. And I'm assuming it's a Highlight magazine now. Now I'm thinking about it for real. Like I probably uncover some forgotten trauma. But I got in a lot of trouble. And in my head, what I vaguely remember was the fact that I was, and yes, I didn't know how to cook, but I remember I was trying to cook. And I think I messed up on the first, I think they were trying to show me how to make like chicken tenders or something. Mm-hmm. And I think I messed up on the first one. So I took another package of chicken out. And I think I messed it up on that one, too.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't waste a lot of chicken.
Basically, I think that was the reason I was in trouble.
That's exactly why you were in trouble. As a mother, I can tell you that, and now, especially in today's economy, let alone what it looked like back then, you ain't going to keep fucking up my chicken.
If I How we going to eat? I'm right. I got to keep practicing, right?
Nah, you gotta come with me and we'll do it together. Everything ain't about what you want to do. You do it together. That way you're not wasting the food that I gotta go out here and pay for. Go shop for. No.
And the
again, why I always used to go and ask for permission before I did shit like that so I wouldn't get in trouble, because you don't know how hard your parents had to work to get that money to buy that chicken.
I was always told that, hey, I was always in, and that's the thing I think we always talk about is, I was always told that I had power to do whatever I wanted until it was something that I did that they didn't like. And that's the only thing I really realized.
when your parents tell you that you could do anything you put your mind to, don't mean that you got permission to do it. That just means that they believe it. No, that's what you took it as, but that's not what they meant. I tell my daughter every day, and I'm a parent, again. Mm-hmm. I tell my daughter every day, because I hate when she say, I can't. You can. You can do anything you put your mind to it. That don't mean I want you to go fuck up my groceries. How are we going to eat after you fuck up my groceries?
But I still am.
Yeah, and you got in trouble.
Like, I'm learning how to cook.
You see where that got you at, don't you?
As an adult,
you learned a lesson that day, didn't you?
Well, that day, but I couldn't formulate my.
We not talk about past that. You learned a lesson that day, correct?
Yeah, my mama get mad if I mess up more chicken than she thinks I should.
Right, exactly. You learned a lesson that day. You don't do what you want to do. You make sure you get permission to do it first. So that way, because there's more people than you in the situation that concerns. It concerns your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, and I don't know how many siblings. But other people got to eat too. You can't be fucking up the food.
Like, I just ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, and she forgave you because mothers always do.
Look, so I'm ahead of the curve.
So you've gotten past that, but mothers always forgive. That's what we do. We might be a little bit pissed off in that moment, but mothers always forgive.
I just thought it was past until I remember the magazine highlights now. I forget what it was.
Remember that ass whipping you got behind it. But I want to keep it moving because it's our last one of the night, is one of my favorite cartoons. Maybe I had a few of those action figures too. Not as many as Thundercats, but I had a few action figures. Transformers.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Robots in disguise. Transform. Sorry. My bad. Sorry. Y'all watched a lot of cartoons when I was little. And this is one that I can say that my daughter does not talk about the illustration. Thank God. Because she talked about all the illustrations and all the other. She talked about He-Man so bad. Certain ones, she's like, what was it?
He-Man, no.
Yes, she talks about He-Man all the time and how bad the graphics were. She doesn't do that with Transformers. She don't do that with Transformers, but she do that with He-Man, especially when you get the Skeletor face. She be like, what is they thinking? But you got to think at the same time. Again, this is why I tell people to take yourself out of it and look at it through another perspective. My daughter was born in 2012.
She's seen the real Transformers movies.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She doesn't watch that kind of stuff. No, she hasn't. Again, that's taking you got to take yourself out of it sometimes. No, my daughter, she doesn't. That's not the thing she into. She really looks at illustration and graphic design because she is an artist. She likes to draw. She likes to paint. She likes to create. She's a creative. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So no, she didn't watch that movie. I couldn't even get her to sit down and watch Hotel Transylvania. How the hell you think I'm gonna get her to sit down and watch the real life Transformers? And that's a cartoon. She would not watch that. No, she didn't.
The current ones were like
Marvel. No, she's never seen it, is what I'm saying to you.
Did she watch the cartoon Transformers movie?
She goes back and watches a lot of old things. My daughter has an old soul. So that's why she talks about the illustration and the graphic design. She's gone so far as to watch Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy. That was before you and I were born.
Yes.
So she watches the old My Little Ponies. So no, that's not where she got it from. She got it from her being an old soul and liking to go back and an artist. So liking to go back and watch things and see how they look and draw and design and things of that nature. So it's certain cartoons that she digs in their souls about their illustrations.
When you get a chance, if she's never seen it, I want you to please.
She's not going to watch it. I'm not going to.
Steamboat Mickey, the OG Mickey.
No, she's not going to watch that either. I don't want her to watch that. You know why? Because that was when they was in the extra racist phase. Nah, I'll pass.
All right. Well, I'm just saying because like
that's also when Mickey was poking holes in donuts with his member. Nope, we'll pass.
All right.
So, and she probably already seen it. To be honest, everything's on YouTube, so I don't have to. I don't influence her decisions on the things that she wants to watch. I let her decide what. But I do monitor everything, but I don't tell her what it is that she need to be watching. She watches what she wants. She watches what she likes. And even though she be talking hella shit about the illustrations, these things that she talking shit about, she likes.
But I'm just only confused because Transformers and He-Man are not that far different from the...
The graphics was a little bit better on Transformers. Or they did eventually get... But it wasn't the movies. She ain't never seen that. And again, take yourself out of it. This is a child we talking about, not a grown man. So,
yeah, well, I'm just...
And take yourself out of it because perspective is different for everybody.
Well, no, I will say this. When my niece and nephew, because they are way younger than me, they are, well, my niece is, what is she? She just entered high school, so she's a freshman.
Mm-hmm. So she a baby. Mm-hmm. Not much older than my daughter.
Okay. Oh, your daughter is young. But yeah, that means she never seen the Beast ones, and that was when they was trying to do the whole CGI cartoon Transformers, and I remember my nephew trying to show me that, and I'm like, what is this? This ain't Transformers.
She hates that.
Yeah, see, I don't like that either. That's
she hates that. I said she's an artist, so she hates that.
Okay. Well, she
again, perspective. Everybody
has an eye for what she sees as a good line, bad line, and then the structure of the
perspective. Everybody has a different perspective, like I said.
All right, so
she see things the way she see it. In my mind, when I was watching Transformers when I was young, that was the best cartoon ever. I just sung the theme song, for God's sakes.
So,
and even if I saw the cartoon right now, I'd get excited about it. I would.
All right, Transformers, because we was talking about more personal real life. Transformers, tell me about your experience with Transformers.
It was my whole childhood. And it still was coming on kind of low-key when I got kind of to my teens. And like I said, my sister's 13 years old. I'm younger than me, too. So my there's certain things I had to watch, but I could sneak it in there every now and again. All right, you gonna watch this with me? Because she otherwise I was watching Barney and freaking Blue's Clues and Blue's shit. Blues. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated that. I hated
and
that.
In all honesty, was when I was considered a young adult, but fully self-sufficient, watching what my younger siblings and or cousins and stuff watch, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
My cartoon had
guns. I don't want to go too far into Blue's Clues. I fuck that shit. But, no, but back I'm to Transformers.
My young cartoons, even G.I. Joe, had guns. Transformers.
All right, hold on. Let me find it because you asked me a question. I was trying to answer it. So the other thing about Transformers for me is that's something that me and my mom watched together. And so it was bonding time. So I've always, there's certain cartoons that I always will hold dear to my heart because I spent my time with my mom watching them. Like He-Man, Thundercats, Transformers, and even Jam. Yeah, we watched that too. Yeah. Okay. But it was certain things. That was the only girly cartoon I ever watched, by the way. And then when I got the dolls, like I said, her shoes was bigger than Barbie, so we couldn't switch clothes. But that was a favorite pastime of mine to watch that show because I watched it with my mom.
Okay.
And, you know, she worked a lot when I was young, but she always found time to watch those particular cartoons with me. So, Transformers always has a place in my heart. G.I. Joe, too. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I just want to sing all the same songs. But that's what Transformers mean to me because it was time that I got. And I told y'all I'm from North Carolina, so it wasn't much. So you wanted your Saturday morning cartoons because it wasn't much to watch. And like I said, my mom worked. She always worked like a Jamaican, so she was always working. So those times meant the most to me. Like, yeah, we get ready, sit down. Come on, get your snacks, baby. Come on. And we sit down in the living room, turn on the TV. We had the TV. so we and sit down. It was a Sony though, but we and we sit down and watch Transformers. It was like a lineup too. It was like a whole Saturday lineup.
That's the thing. I don't think most people nowadays understand like
that Saturday
lineup. Catching your Saturday morning cartoons from if it was whatever ABC, NBC to USA Express, mm-hmm. if you had the benefit of having that to Hanna-Barbera, all those things. It was just cartoons where the whole trope of kids waking up on a Saturday morning, no school, get a bowl of cereal, plop down, and just watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the morning part of the time. Then after that, it would be completely different stuff. But yeah, that's
real. After that, your parents like, all right, put your clothes on, get out the door. But you know what I mean? Or you had my parent like, all right, first we go and clean up, and then you can get out my face. But we'll talk about that's in the bag too. So I don't want to go too far. But Saturday morning cartoons was everything and Transformers was in rotation. And she don't talk about the graphics for that, but she do talk about He-Man. It's really Skeletor. She hate him.
If you really realize how Skeletor was, it is
really She know about it because she said herself he was a punk ass. He always sent his minions and he ran. She watches them. That's what I'm saying. Like she watches them.
We still on Transformers, or do we need to chip? Because we kind of over.
I'm getting ready to get off of Transformers because we still got stuff to do.
All right, cool. We get off Transformers,
but
I'm gonna drop.
Great memory. Great memory. I love that cartoon. I'm gonna watch it when I go to bed tonight. After I get my drugs in me. No, y'all, I'm just talking about Mucinex. Chill out. After I get my Mucinex in me, I'm gonna be specific because y'all they be tripping on this here internet. Mucinex, because medication could mean other things too. So Mucinex. After I take my Mucinex, then I'm gonna watch Transformer because it's gonna put me to bed. It is time for my love notes. But first, I want to give a shout out to anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I love you, Doc. I know what you got to do real quick. I love you guys. Thank you for watching. I appreciate you. Thanks. But who I'm about to talk to is not you guys. These people right here are my listening audience, and I love them very much. They're very dedicated and loyal. And it's a beautiful thing. Man, it's a beautiful thing. So it is now time for the love notes. Why do we call it the love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I said, nah, I ain't never calling it show notes. And then we came to a compromise, and there's no love without compromise. So we came to the compromise, and now we call it love notes. Mm-hmm. That sounds much better anyway. We like it better that way. Let me make sure everything is off the screen because y'all know I'll lose my mind and we will start this whole thing over again from the top if I can't do it the proper way. So I don't want to do that tonight. My throat is a little... I'm dealing. I'm working. It's love. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. Thank you for being loyal and dedicated listeners. And you guys are amazing. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, thank you, babies. I love you and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being dedicated, loyal listeners. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I do. I do. I promise. I do. I promise. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, Booz, I love you too. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the love. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I need some more tea, y'all. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, and last but not least, Jamaica. I can't even do the little fake horn thing I've been doing lately because it's crazy out here with the sinuses and my voice right now. But I love you all. I appreciate you. Let's read what Doc said while we're waiting on him. Doc said, we're worldwide. Be kind and rewind. If not, then just share that Netflix password. Netflix done took that option away. You can't even do that no more. You just got to be the same. They say you, they know when it's not coming from the right IP address. Doc also said, top flight, catch the vibes, tune in into Ambitiously the Podcast and Radio and transform your life more than meets the eye. Transformers, robots in disguise. That was my show, man. Transformers, more than me. You know what? Dang. You most would say Optimus Prime was their favorite, but I think it was Bumblebee for me. He ain't talk. He just, all right, whatever. Yeah, Transformers, man. If you don't know about it, screw the movie. Go watch the cartoon. That's where it's at. Them movies don't matter. I hate when they remake something. I do. Just let it be. Let it be what it's going to be. That's why I think my daughter watches all the old stuff, because she's like, I want to watch it in its rawest form, not in how they made it be come. So I love her for that. Doc also said, oh my gosh, I hope I got a haul in here. Oh, I did. Doc also said, hit that like button and tune in live show, radio show, and get the app. Yes, baby, do that. Do that. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get a haul in me. Rough times.
You said Bumblebee?
Yeah.
I know you know, my bad.
Yeah. That was my boo. Sorry. Never mind. All right. I don't want me to be stuck on that too much. I just was feeling calm until you got back. Because my throat is actually killing me right now. So, excuse me if I'm rushing through everything. I try to be here, even when I'm sick.
You do. You do.
It'll be rough sometimes. It'll be real rough. So let me get these out of the way first, so then that way I can not do all of the extras. Want to talk to us about anything? Anything. I do mean anything. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Join the conversation, call and text. Drop a comment. You want to call in and text, the number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. They are greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. We have permission. That's why I don't take requests. Any music video that I've played thus far, I have permission to play. That's why I play them. As far as what my DJ does, he already does his thing. I don't need you coming in and interrupting his vibe. So please don't. We don't take requests. It's not being rude. I'm just telling you what it is. We don't take requests. Join our coffee community so I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I be hating to wait till the last minute. And so we can have salacious, taboo, and titillating conversations. You guys do that. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That was a lot. Big shout out to our DJ, Rukazy, Gold DJ, because that's my DJ. Gold DJ, because that's my, I had to get that rock off real quick. And let us know how you feel about our mixes on Fridays. They be heat. I'm hoping by this Friday, all of this will be cleared up and I can have a good time. I'm hoping by tomorrow, all of this will be cleared up and I can have a good time, but we'll see. We'll see. I still got to keep it moving. I still got to do what I got to do. But guess what? Hold on. Let me get it right. Guess what? It is now time for the final exam. I can't even. It sucks. Can't even say it all pumped like I wanted to say it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's time for the final exam.
Wait. It's the final exam. The year is 2000. Doc already put this on the screen. And let me get the current score, and then I'm going to let you do what you do, because we always be. Current score, Doc has 17. I have 39. Our former co-host has 5. Let me do my mama say mama sama maku sa. I need to. The audience currently has 2 wins, and I have, that's not correct.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I got 2, baby. I worked hard last week for that.
Hold on. Let me.
No. What was last week's year? I could tell you.
Last week's year was 1988.
You sure? And I won that one.
I'm looking at my notes. I'm looking at my notes.
All right, okay. I'm gonna run with it. I ain't gonna fight it too much because I don't care that much. But all right, if you say it's one.
No. Actually, I'm looking at the end. No, you did. You have two.
Right. That's what I thought.
I apologize. I didn't remember when you answered because I remember I had to give you that one. You said, "Oh, I remember that song."
Yeah.
All right. So correction, you do have 2 Harleys.
I have 2 Harleys out now. The mission is to try to get more than the 2 out and not let any of them go back to prison. But that's not a guarantee.
Puffy Harley. So you do have 2. Let me update this right now on my notes so I can make sure when I move them, I have them right there.
And I went to 88 because I keep going through all the 90s and apparently the 2000s too. So I thought I'd be slick and go to 88.
You keep hitting these certain years, which just makes it slightly more harder for you.
Listen, I don't got but so many years. I'm not doing none of this new earth stuff because I don't know. I don't listen to them clowns. I stopped after the mumbling. Shit. Like, you know what? Throw on an R&B record. All right, but and not the new shit. I'm talking about the old shit.
You said not the R&B shit. Not
I can't subscribe to shit that I'm not. Okay. I can't relate to. Anyway, go ahead, Doc. Do your thing.
All right, so this is the final exam. This is the way this works. Cat picks the year. I pick the artist that came out with an album that year. I will develop 5 questions based upon the album and the artist, and then I will give 5 clues. The 5 clues will lead you to understanding who the artist is. It has everything from maybe their real name, maybe their fake name,
No real name, fake name.
That's not how I started because I'm like, that's always a dead giveaway. And I used to put that at the beginning, which would have been like, oh, I know who exactly that is. All 5 Harleys out, but
no, all 5 Harleys would not be out because I never knew who the fuck it was because I am not that invested.
All right, but when I first started doing this, it would be the real name in the beginning. So Kat had a chance to get all 5 Harleys out if she just knew if she was invested, but she's
if
not.
I knew their names.
So the way it works now is basically it's a gradient of clues. First is hard. 5th is relatively easy.
And only which is why I can't never get my first Harley out.
And so the game within the game is that Kat has to get her Harleys out. Her Harleys are her squad, her girls, her Ace Boon Coons, her ride or dies. She got to get them out. The first one's been in jail like damn near forever.
Forever.
The second one got out once. Wait, did the second one get out one time? I thought the second one got out one time.
Once or twice. I can't remember exactly
how. Go back. 3 is kind of on the fence. 4 gets out more often than not. 5 spends more time out.
She always gets out. That's my bottom. Stop playing with her.
But she go right back in every once in a while.
That's okay. She don't stay long. Don't do her, boo. Don't do her. She be out with me.
You got to keep money on their books and make sure they're taken care of. The scenario you should think about in your mind is basically every time Kat plays this game, she shows up to the visiting room, and this could be the day that they get out. Some of them leave disappointed. Some of them don't care to catch her up no more. She just be like, what you said.
They just happy that they got money on their books.
That's it.
It ain't that deep. They got somebody on the outside that's looking out for them on the inside. And if you ever been to prison, you know that's a good thing.
I ain't never been to prison, so.
Right, so you don't know that that's a good
thing. I have never been to prison, but I don't know what, like, they never told me the story.
I've never been to prison, but I've been with a lot of, that's why I'm doing cattails. I've been with a lot of prisoners.
All right, so the audience, y'all can guess as much as y'all want. As soon as somebody gets it, the audience wins. If nobody guesses, I win. If Kat guesses, it's her win, depending on how many Harley she got out of jail. Without further ado, are there any questions?
First, I need to retract the statement. Not a lot of prisoners, just a few prisoners. I know some men who have been to prison. I have to retract that. Secondly, ain't going to answer me, teacher?
Because
I'm that student. You might be a butthole of a teacher, but I'm a butthole of a student. You see my hand up here.
Yes, Miss Kat.
Now, I need to use the restroom.
While you were dancing in that chair, did you think about dancing yourself to the restroom before this class started?
No, because you wasn't paying me attention, and I don't want to get in trouble for walking out the class.
Do you know, you're not the only student I had to educate on some hip-hop stuff that y'all all lived through and experienced, but I have to make sure that y'all all know this?
Not my problem. Sorry. I got my number two pencil. I got my number two pencil.
All right. Number two pencils. Then easy. Scantron stack. Take one. Pass it down. Is there anybody I need to separate? No? All right. The bell don't dismiss you. I dismiss you. Take your time on the test. You grew up in this. You live this. This is hip hop to you. FYE or Goody, Sam Goody, all those things, you seen these albums. You know when these dropped. You was there. You had a friend that probably liked this. You may not have, but did you give it a listen? But this is all part of what you grew up in. This is hip hop. Cool. Y'all good?
All right. I want pencil fight somebody, but yeah, let's get it. Let's go.
Instead of pencil fight somebody between classes, go to that bathroom.
I want pencil, you know what? Not to the bathroom. I'm going to do it in class. Let's go. Because that's
somebody don't want to pass. But all right, let's go.
Fine. I passed even when I was doing that in class. That don't mean that, but let's go.
All right. First clue is 2000. Let's go.
Okay. Born in New Jersey. This is just a Jersey individual. Studied the styles of KRS-One. Oh, the God MC Rakim. I'm sorry. That's my other boy. Y'all know about. I love him. I loved him since I was a little girl. And Kool G Rap, and studied electrical engineering at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. First group was Twice the Flavor. She knows she gonna stay in there because I don't wanna jump out there, which I wanna say something, but I don't wanna jump out there and lose all of my business. She gotta be a sacrifice sometimes. Sometimes people gotta get sacrificed. Next one.
Damn, sometimes people gotta get sacrificed.
Yeah. She gotta be the sacrifice.
Oh shit. Hold on. Because you had asked me the question about the other thing. I went back to the previous one for my second one. Hold on. I got to scroll up.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it got to be a sacrifice in there some kind of way. Shit.
Bam.
Everybody can't go down because I can't answer the first one, even though I think I could answer it. But right. I'm not sure. So she's going to get sacrificed. Listen. I ain't going down without a fight. I'm good, bro. Yeah, give me number two. Okay. All right. I'm scared. Okay. Critically acclaimed debut album was released on April the 4th, 2000. Nah, I ain't have it. That's why that bitch had to get sacrificed, because everybody wasn't going down. On Elektra Records, and is certified gold in the United States and platinum worldwide. Mm. In 2000? Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Why did you pick this year?
I was getting ready. Let me finish my statement, damn it. I was getting ready to say, I don't know why the hell I be picking these stupid ass years. Thank you. Let me finish saying what I gotta say. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Okay. Critically acclaimed debut album was released in April the 4th. And then they did it a couple of days after April Fool's, which was really the actual New Year, but whatever. April 4th, 2000. On Elektra Records and is certified gold in the United States and platinum worldwide. Mm. I don't know why I picked this stupid. What was going on in 2000? I was in the streets. I was definitely in the streets. I hadn't even met my ex-husband yet. I'm going to keep it moving. Next one, please.
Number three, let's go.
Oh, God. Then the following crazy. Oh, wait. All right. In 2001, performed with Deborah Cox, Monica, Tamia, and Maya at the Michael Jackson 30th anniversary. I couldn't even get it out. Anniversary collaboration, celebration collaborating. And original rap verse to heal the ill. Okay, no, I'm definitely not doing this because I wouldn't even watch that shit.
You just said the R&B. This is back in the time.
I need heal the world to be left. It's some things in this life, and I'm gonna explain this to you real quick because nothing's all right. Confusing about what I'm saying. It's certain things in this life that I do not need to be remade, made over, whatever the case. I don't need no rap verse on my Heal the World. I don't. Go fight the power or some of that shit. Don't bring that shit to Heal the World. That is a song that I, from my child. Heal the world, make it a better place for me and the entire human race. No, I don't want to rap verse on that. No, it probably sounds crazy as shit too. I don't know. Keep it moving because I would never know that because I
wouldn't know. About when you just said it probably sounds crazy as shit too. That's what right. I remember.
Like, the fuck? Why would you add that to the song? We don't need rap added to everything. Yeah. We do not need rap added to everything.
Look, we don't need
adding a rap verse to A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I wish the fuck you would. I will stab you.
Give me Benny the Butcher and Freddie Gibbs on A Change Is Gonna Come.
I'm not rocking with that shit. That should sound dumb. No.
That's how much I am into it.
I will stab you. Leave that shit where it's at.
Look, I gotta get stabbed with like.
No, don't touch it. Leave it alone. Do not fuck with Sam Cooke at all. I will stab a nigga behind Sam Cooke. Don't
play with me. Can't just stab me. Bars.
I will stab a nigga behind Sam Cooke. Don't bars. Play that. It's certain artists I don't play with. But Heal the World, you should have left that shit alone. All right, so that's three hardies in prison. Give me the next one, please.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's some shit you can't fuck with. It's like movies. Certain movies I don't want you to remake, and certain movies I don't want you to keep making sequels to and prequels and shit. Just leave the shit where it's at and leave it alone. Right. I love The Godfather. I mean, I love The Godfather 1 and 2, but I hate Part 3. Leave some shit. You just gotta leave the fuck alone.
Okay.
So I'll pass. I wouldn't have never listened to that shit. I'm mad that they even did that shit. I'm so disappointed in them.
Number 4?
Yes, please, because I don't know who the fuck thought that was cool.
The record companies.
Obviously, you can't listen to them stupid bitches. Anyway, record companies don't make all the wisest decisions ever. The 2000 debut, that's why they're scrambling right now. The 2000 debut album is a play on the name of a fictional, fictional San Francisco police inspector tracking down the Scorpio killer. I don't know who the fuck this is.
These want to get kind of slightly easier.
The last one is going to get easy. The only way. No, I don't know, because the last time you said that shit, guess what? It was not easy. No, I don't trust you. Anyway.
Damn.
No,
all
right. I don't know who the fuck this fictional police inspector, Scorpio killer, not my thing. I don't know. All right, next. All right. What?
Down to the wire. This shit is like number that. Five. Number five. Number five. Let's go.
Film career includes The Hip Hop Witch, Carmen. Okay, it's a little bit easier. Who's in Carmen? Raw Digger.
Funny answer.
That's the only one I got. Yes, that's the only one I got.
You are correct.
From Jersey.
Is Rod Digger.
Oh, all right. That's only, I don't know all that other shit and all that shit. That was some crazy, but I do know she's from Jersey and yeah. I do know she was in Carmen. So Rod Digger's my answer. Yeah, so, no. Yes.
Kat, you do keep one Harley out.
Cool. My bottom bitch is outside.
As always.
We outside. We outside. Boom. Oh, my bad.
Hold on. Boom. This is. All right, so just to backtrack slightly.
No, we don't have that kind of time. My throat is burning.
All right, cool.
My throat is burning.
Give me next year so I can put on my notes.
I don't even know why I chose this fucking stupid ass year.
Gotta update the score.
We're gonna go with 08. Just because it's popping in my head. I don't know. 2008. Yeah, I can't. Not tonight, baby. I'm sorry, but my throat is on fire right now. And I'm trying not to be, but it hurts.
No, wait.
It hurts bad. Oh my gosh, it hurts. I need to go make me some more tea or something. Oh, no, I'm about to take some.
Do whatever you need. That's this current score. Whatever, however we go, I'm just going to put stuff up then.
Or do I want third floor? I don't know. All right, current score. Doc has 17. I have, I got 40. I got 40. That's kind of cute looking at it now that I see it on the screen. Our former co-host has 5. Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. And the audience has 2 wins. And I have 1 Harley out. My bottom bitch is out because... She out here. She outside. And that's that. Y'all have no clue. All right. I said all those other things, so I don't have to say all of that tonight. I promise y'all, hopefully tomorrow it'll be much better and I won't be like this, because these Baltimore winters be crazy, man. And right now, it's actually a little bit warmer than you. It's 43 degrees. But you think about all them 20s and them 30s we've been getting lately. Now I'm dealing with this shit. So let me say the things I need to say, because I gotta do something about this. This is crazy. I love y'all to death, but I'm not willing to sacrifice myself for anybody. Okay, so this is that. Mind your business, except for on Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business. I didn't tell nobody business today, I don't think. No, I didn't. I don't think. Anyway, Wet and White Wednesdays, I'm probably going to tell more of my business than anybody else's business. And when we pick up freaking day for Cattail. I think that's going to be pre-recorded videos, though. So I don't know what day that's going to be. It's whenever I record them. The wiretap, I'm telling everybody business. Everybody who has a case and they are foul, depraved, heinous, sinister. I just can't even think of all of the names of what they could be. But, and you're a high profile individual, meaning you could be talked about on the news and you may be a celebrity or some kind of CEO or something like that. I'm reading your case, so don't have one, and I won't read it. And my partner and good over here is going to read it with me, so just don't have a case. Just don't have a case, and we won't read it. Speaking of that, tomorrow we're going to finish up what little bit we're going to do with this Dawn Richard case, because we pretty much done summed it up. And I want to hop into this case with Jay-Z included in it, and I got a lot to say about that, too, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life, baby. Safe way to live your life. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. I really stand 10 toes down in this statement. And the reason being is because these kids need somebody to do it. And it's your job as a parent to do it. And you can't just leave it on the teachers to do the shit. You just got to put your big girl or man pants on and get down to the dirty with your kids and make sure your kids is good. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know a space. What I do recommend is getting yourself a good telescope. Not the kind you look through your neighbor's windows with. A good one. And go outside with your kid and look at the sky. You might discover something. You never know. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member. I'm sorry, y'all. Engineer or commentator. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love muscle cars. And I love them forever. There's certain things in life I'm always going to love, like Father MC. I'm Father God. I said Father. God MC.
Got it.
The God MC. Let me get it out, because I got to think. It's in my head. The God MC and muscle cars. I'm always going to love them. And that's that. I'm about to give y'all a fair warning. It's hard for me right now. I told y'all my throat is on fire. Fair warning. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. They're not. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. There's no reason for you to really be in my lane at all. Uninvited anyway. So just stay in your lane. You jump in my lane, you're going to get hurt and you don't want her. And to be honest with y'all, I feel like her right now because I don't feel well, but I feel like her right now. So just stay in your lane. She's not nice. She's not kind. She's not sweet. She's not none of that shit. She don't give a fuck about what you say. She will bite your head off, especially right about now. Do not break the glass and do not push the button. Okay? Okay. Everything is cool. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. I guess some tea, maybe I could go back to her for a second. But she's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. My throat, y'all. Hey, you big pair of bitches. Or at least her, because... If Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. But if she got to jump into the first one, it's going to get ugly. And you don't want that. So just stay in your lane. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Doc. And I don't need that for you. So just stay in your fucking lane. And everything. I'm sorry. I got Rikulas and Halls in this bag. Just stay in your fucking lane. And everything will be copacetic. Yeah, I think I gave enough of the fair warning. pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Not at all. Sometimes you just gotta say, fuck that shit. And worry about what Mobb Deep told y'all was the war. They told y'all a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also say you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. And mama say, mama say, mama say. Almost. Yeah, we ain't worried about these bullshit-ass battles. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Lil Caligula, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. Let it go. We are worried about the war. That is the main concern. And that's that. Be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you who the fuck to be, when the fuck to be, or how to eat, how to sleep, how to shit, how to talk, how to move. None of that shit. Because fuck them. They got control over your life. They don't tell you what to do. You got control over your life. We were given free will for a reason. And it wasn't so other people could tell you what the fuck to do with your life. You can't make everybody happy. So don't waste your time. You can't even make anybody happy. Happiness is within. So you can't make them happy. So focus on making you happy. Because that's who can make happy. Sorry, y'all. You come in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself. All right? Even if you are a twin. So worry about yourself. And you'll do things. People complain about everything you do and they ain't going to want you to move a certain kind of way and all that bullshit. And you'll do that and they'll still be dissatisfied and they'll find something else to bitch about. So fuck them. Worry about what it is that you need to do for you. dream big. Don't let nobody tell you your dreams are irrelevant because they'll try, but fuck them. You don't listen to that shit. And while you dreaming, make sure you execute too, because execution is key, man. You can't, your dream means nothing if you ain't working on a game plan and making it happen. So that's that. I know I probably chopped this up real crazy tonight, but I'm telling y'all, like, so I love y'all. Doc, I love you to death. I'm sorry, babe. I can't do it no more. I gotta get off of here.
All right, you good. You good. You good. You good.
I gotta go and make me some more tea. I love y'all. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. Good night. Good night. I'm going to take care of myself. Bye.
Bye.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.